Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. Today being Halloween's day, I just wanted to take this time to talk about a very important aspect that I believe a lot of Christians are not aware of, and many believers are just focusing on, you know, maybe reading the scriptures or being involved in church ministry and things like that, but they are not aware of the reality of the spiritual realm. They're not aware of the reality of the demonic realm or the angelic realm or the heavenly realm. And because of the lack of awareness, the scripture talks about how people perish because of lack of knowledge. Many people are not aware of the reality of the spiritual realm, the reality of the unseen realm, and because of that, they're not able to live the victorious life that Christ came to give. And I want to let you guys know, today being Halloween's day, and a lot of connection that people often portray and connect it with occultic and things like that, I just wanted to use it as a platform to talk about the seriousness of you know, the demonic realm and the reality involved in the same. Because what I believe is that, you know, people are not able to see the victory in their life. They're not able to see the promises of God becoming a reality. They are wondering what's going on, just because they're trying to fight the battle from a very materialistic point of view. But the Bible says very clearly, if you see in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, that the weapons that we fight are not the weapons of the world. That means you have to remember that the enemies we fight are also not the enemies of the world. So you have to be cautious when it comes to the spiritual realm, because the enemy and the demonic, I'm going to focus explicitly on the demonic realm today, because, you know, I want to let you know this, that the Lord has been using me in the area of, you know, the prophetic as well as healing. And I've had a lot of encounters with the demonic realm. And today I'm going to talk about this because I want to tell you, even recording this message has been such a big challenge that I never faced in recording a podcast ever. I'm telling you this because I know there is a strong demonic presence trying to stop me and sabotage me. You won't believe, this is almost like the 50th time I'm recording this podcast, and I still do not know whether it's going to come out or not. But I'm just resisting the devil, and I'm constantly declaring and standing on the word of God and trying to record this. So it may not be like the way I want it to be, but what I want you to understand is that, you know, the demonic presence is very real. Many of us are just living a carnal life and wondering what's going on. But you have to remember, you know, today's message, I'm going to talk about, you know, you would have seen from the topic on trick or retreat. I know it sounds very similar to the Halloween thing that we do, or those who celebrate Halloween do, that is trick or treat, right? Why do I say trick or retreat? Here's the thing. The Bible says, if you see in 2 Corinthians 11:14, says that Satan himself disguises as an angel of light. That Satan transforms himself into an angel of light, or masquerades himself as an angel of light. So, in other words, he is a master of trickery. He knows how to trick you. Something may look angelic on the outside, but it has a demonic thing on the inside. It may look something like something so beautiful on the outside that you can fall for it, but there's something going on the inside. Today, I want you to understand, dear saints of God, that you should not allow the enemy to trick you. Something might be packaged very beautiful on the outside, but so many people today are unaware that they're actually caught in the net of the enemy. Of course, some big things like horoscope or astrology or witchcraft or black magic, you may say, okay, those are related to the witchery games and things like that. But here's the thing, you know, there are things like yoga, which so many people are falling for. On the outside, it is masquerading itself as just exercise and fitness, but you have to go back and look at the story behind it and realize that it actually comes from Hindu gods and deity. And what happens is that, you know, many of those positions are actually resemblance of those deities that people worship. So people walk in it as something that looks good on the outside, but as they go deep, what happens, they are actually caught up in the spiritual net or in the demonic net. So that's why I want you to understand, don't fall for the tricks of the devil. Sometimes it could be something like, okay, a little bit of, you know, maybe a demonic horror movie, or a little bit of an occultic game is okay, or a little bit of, you know, playing with fire will burn you. Playing with the devil, he will play up against you. It may look like fun in the initial stages, but you have to remember that you will have to pay a heavy price eventually. Don't take it lightly. Take it seriously. You won't believe the amount of, you know, attacks I had in just recording this episode, because I want you guys to understand that the demonic realm is so real. It is so real. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Remember, it's not John Gifter saying this, it's the Bible which is saying that, you know, there are evil rulers, there is an unseen world, there are mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now, people don't have any issue if this was mentioned about an unseen world or a dark world or, you know, evil spirits, if it's something in a DC or a Marvel movie, or if it is something in an Avengers or, you know, some kind of a horror movie. You know, they don't have any problem in believing in a horror movie. But sadly, people have a problem to believe in the Word of God. The Bible says that there are evil rulers. The Bible says there's an unseen world. The Bible says that there is a dark world. The Bible says that, you know what, there are mighty powers in this dark world. The Bible says there are evil spirits. When the Bible says it, you have to remember that the Bible can never lie on this. This is true. I have had so many encounters with demonic forces in my life, guys. It's not something to play with. Demons have attacked me, tried to kill me. And I can talk so much about my experiences in that. There were so many times I've had, you know, moments when, you know, the enemies would have, the demons would have attacked me and, you know, scratched me, and there would be marks on my body on the next day. There were so many encounters when I would be being attacked and somebody, you know, in a different part of the world would call me or send me a message at that time because they saw a vision that I'm being attacked and they were led to pray for me. I'm here to announce to you, the demonic realm is real. What you would have seen or on a horror movie, like a chair moving on its own, I've experienced in my own life, guys. I've experienced in my own life. Don't play with the devil. Don't fall for his tricks. Then what should I do if I should not fall for his tricks? Today, if there's any area in your life where, without your knowledge, you're giving yourself into the demonic realm or into the hands of the devil without your knowledge, what you can do is, one, either you can retreat from that. Retreat from it. And say, you know what? Those occultic practices, I'm not going to have anything to do with them anymore. I want to retreat. I want to come out of it. I'm not going to watch those horror movies anymore. I'm going to retreat. I'm not going to take part in those practices anymore. I'm going to retreat. Either you retreat or take authority and let the devil retreat. Let him run away from your life. The Bible says this, not John Gifter. The Bible says this. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 and 9. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, comes in like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it says, resist him. And James 4 verse 7 also says, resist him and he will flee from you. And I'm here to announce to you, saints of God, in my life I've experienced this. There are moments when I walked and demons ran. There are moments when I would just say in the name of Jesus, demons, I want you to stop, and demons have stopped. There are moments when I've been attacked or almost, you know, lost for words because I'm choked to death by some demonic figure. Somewhere, you know, somebody would be led to pray for me at that moment, and while they pray, this demon had to run away. I'll share those experiences in depth in some other episode, but in today's context I want you to understand, you know, I have seen this in my own life, because the Bible says in Luke 10:19 that you and I have that authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. God has given us the authority where we can trample and resist the devil. And when you resist him, he has to retreat from you. So today you have only two choices in front of you. Allow the enemy to trick you, or either you can retreat or you can cause him to retreat from your life. Which choice would you choose? I hope you make the right choice. And Lord, I pray for everybody listening. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that all the resistance that the demonic forces have caused against me releasing this episode, I command them to go. And I command every resistance or hindrance over anybody who has to listen and will be set free. I pray that the power of God will go forth and stop the demonic realm right now. Tie them up, bind them, and let people be set free in Jesus' name. Set free in Jesus' name. Set free in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me to the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.